are taking up a love offering for Frida Rasko today. There are blank envelopes on the table in the foyer next to the offering box. So if you'd like to give an offering to Frida Rasko, feel free to put an offering in those envelopes and write her name down on there. The Christmas Eve service is on Friday at 5 p.m. So if you'd like to participate in the service with a music or a reading, there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer, or you can talk to Pastor Jim about that. We also have Byron Bible Camp has winter retreats coming up. So if you are interested in any of the winter retreats at Byron Bible Camp, go ahead and look at, we've got some informational packets out in the foyer, as well as I'm sure you could go on their website for more information. So we also, the Thanksgiving offering for the Teason family was $407. That will be given to the Teason family sometime soon. We have youth group tonight at 6 p.m. We also are still trying to decide how many spots we have for bringing students to Camp Barnabas this summer. We are going on a missions trip to Camp Barnabas. So if you are interested, if you're a college student or a young adult in the church and would like to know more about what's happening at Camp Barnabas this summer, feel free to talk to me this morning. We are trying to communicate with them how many people we're bringing by the end of the month. So if you're interested at all, please let me know and we'll figure out what that'll look like for you guys. We have Young Adult Bible Study. We're going to do a game night tomorrow night, and we're actually going to start that at 7 o'clock. So tomorrow at 7, we'll have a game night for Young Adult Bible Study. So feel free to bring a snack if you'd like to have snacks there. There's praise band practice on Wednesday and the Christmas Eve service on Friday. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is 2 Samuel 7:26 through 29. And your name will be magnified forever, saying, "The Lord of hosts is God over Israel, and the house of your servant David will be established before you. For you, O Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have made this revelation to your servant, saying, 'I will build you a house.' Therefore your servant has found courage to pray this prayer to you. And now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are true, and you have promised this good thing to your servant. Now, therefore, may it please you to bless this house of your servant, so that it may continue forever before you. For you, O Lord God, have spoken, and with your blessing shall the house of your servant be blessed forever."
Before we sing this morning, I'd like to encourage all of you to express your appreciation to these two ladies that play for us every Sunday. And we've had I've been up here for a lot of years, and I went through quite a few piano players, and they never seem to get the credit. People will say to me, David, we like your leading the singing, but I don't know if anybody ever tells those ladies, we really love your playing, and if it wasn't for you, we couldn't sing. So amazingly enough, I was here early this morning, which usually I'm late. And to just sit here and listen to her play and play the hymns it was worth getting up this morning just for that. If we get nothing else out of this morning, sorry, Jim, but we will, I'm sure we will. That there was a blessing for me, okay? So if you get the opportunity, tell these people how much we appreciate them, okay? All right, if you'll tolerate me for a little bit longer, there you go. Let's sing together hymn number 163, "As With the Gladness Men of Old." So let's stand and we sing, please. "As with gladness men of old did the guiding star behold, as with joy they hailed its light, leading onward beaming bright, so most gracious Lord, may we ever
Lord, be led to thee. As with joyful steps they sped to that lowly manger bed, there to bend the knee before him whom heaven and earth adore. So may we with willing feet ever seek the mercy seat. As they offered gifts most rare at that manger rude and bare, so may we with holy joy, pure and free from sin's alloy, all our costliest treasures bring, Christ to thee, our heavenly King. Holy Jesus, every day, keep us in the narrow way. And when earthly things are past, bring our ransomed souls at last, where they need no star to guide, where no clouds thy glory hide.
Take a minute to welcome somebody, tell them you're glad to see them, tell them Merry Christmas.
All right, good morning again. Opportunity to share praises and prayer requests this morning. A couple of updates for you. At the bottom of your prayer sheet and bulletin, the bottom two, you see Tom Lichty recovering from surgery. His surgery was successful. They found that the mass that was removed was cancerous, but they believe that they got it all out when they tested the area around it. There's no evidence that it had spread. So that's a big praise, but continue to pray for Tom and his recovery. Be out of work for about 6 weeks, is what they're saying for him. And then be in prayer for the Ohm family. June's mother and her brother passed away the past week, and the funeral was yesterday. So pray for June and extended family. And then there was an email yesterday about Don Nye's mother, who was taken up to Aberdeen, and she ended up having her appendix removed. So pray for Gladys and her recovery after getting her appendix taken out. And then also yesterday, Lucas Hall's grandfather passed away. So we pray for Lucas and his mom and that extended family as well. So other praises or prayer requests this morning? John? Okay. All right. So John's brother has shingles and seems to be improving, but what's your brother's name?
Steve.
Okay. Okay. All right. I thought I saw somebody else moving, but maybe not. All right. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this season, and for the reminder of your love for us and the gift of your Son. We thank you for the privilege to come together to worship you, and we thank you for the confidence that we have of knowing that you care about and are aware of those things that are going on in our lives, whether they're positive reports, whether they're burdens that we are bearing or sorrows that we're experiencing. We know that you are familiar with each situation and that you are in control. And we thank you that you provide comfort and strength. We thank you for the blessing that it is to know that when a loved one passes away from this earth, that if they know Christ as Savior, that they are still alive, that they are in your presence, and that they are well, and that they are happy and healthy. We pray that you would be very close to and provide strength and encouragement to June and her whole extended family with the passing this past week of both her mother and her brother, and for Lucas and his family with the passing of his grandfather. Pray as well for encouragement and strength for them. We thank you for the successful surgery for Gladys and having her appendix removed. We pray that her recovery would go well and pray there won't be any complications in her recovery. And we thank you also for successful surgery for Tom. We are particularly grateful that the doctors don't believe that the cancer has spread, and we pray that that is indeed the case. And we pray that Tom would be careful to rest as he should and not do anything that he shouldn't do in the coming days and weeks as he recovers from that surgery. We do pray that you would be with John's brother, Steve, and his recovery from the shingles. Thank you. It sounds like he is improving and is past the particularly risky point that the doctors were concerned about. And we pray that he would continue to improve and that there will not be any serious side effects from him going through this. We pray that you would be with others that are just not feeling 100%. We know there's been a lot of illness that's been going around, so we pray for strength and healing for them. We pray for those who will be traveling, as this is a time of year that there will be many people on the roads or in the air, and we thank you for the time to get together with loved ones, and we just pray for safety and travels. We do thank you for this church and the ministries of this church, and we are thankful for the missionaries that we have the opportunity to help to support. And this month we're mindful of the Moyers and the ministry that they have, the unique ministry that Ron has in particular among the rodeo community, and so we pray that you'd continue to provide for their needs and continue to give them many opportunities to be a witness and to share the good news of the birth of your son, and then the gift of salvation is made possible through his death on the cross on our behalf. We thank you for your provision for our needs as individuals and also as a congregation. We pray that we'd continue to be wise stewards of the financial resources that you bless us with. We are mindful as well of the blessings that we have to live in a country where we can gather freely and where we can worship without fear of persecution or arrest, and we know that that's not the case everywhere in the world, and so we pray particularly for Christians who are in places right now where celebrating Christmas openly or saying Merry Christmas or proclaiming the good news of the birth of Messiah would be a dangerous thing for them to do, and we pray for encouragement and boldness for them and also discernment for them as well. And here in our own country, we do pray for our leaders. We pray for our elected officials and the responsibilities that they have, the decisions that they make. We pray for wisdom for them. We pray for a desire to lead in a way that's honoring to you. We thank you for those who seek to lead our country in the way that it should go. And pray that we would be mindful of our responsibilities as citizens as well, to pray for our leaders and to be involved when appropriate in the governing process. We again just thank you so much for this season, for the gift of your son Jesus. We pray that if any of us have the opportunity in the week ahead to interact with those who maybe don't know Christ as Savior, that we would take advantage of the opportunity that the Christmas season provides to easily introduce that into conversation, and pray that there might be many who might come to know Christ as Savior during this Christmas season. We thank you for the blessings that you give to us each day. for your provision for our needs, and most of all, for your love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome you here this morning, those who are with us and those watching live. We're glad that you've chosen to join us today. I invite you to stand and sing with us this morning as we sing some more Christmas praises as we're a few days closer.
King of heaven, rise up. righteousness, we will worship Him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth, He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe, all praise to Him we give. Hallelujah to the King of Kings, hallelujah to the Lamb, hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Hallelujah to the King of Kings, hallelujah to to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am.
You can be seated for this last song. There it goes again. Sometimes the holidays can be a hard time for some people. Different varying reasons, but we are called to give thanks in all circumstances. Sometimes that's pretty hard. But we have God who sends us the Holy Spirit to help us through our times of trouble and our times of weakness, and when we're struggling, we can have comfort and know that He's always there. So let's sing one more song together.
Thank you.
Father, as we celebrate this time of year and the reminder from the song that Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, God with us, that you sent your Son to be the propitiation for our sins, and that started in the manger as he took on human form, though existing from eternity past. We know that before the foundations of the world began, it was predestined for Christ to die for us. And as we get to celebrate his coming, be reminded of his sacrifice on the cross, his victory over the grave and his resurrection, and the power that he exhibits now seated at your right hand, interceding on our behalf. Father, we also remember that there is another coming that has been promised. And Father, help us to be redeeming the time because the days are evil. And help us as we look into your word to open up our hearts and minds for your Spirit's work this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.